In the 5 Oscar-winning film American Beauty, as mentioned above, Kevin Spacey plays Lester Burnham, a bourgeois professional with a bourgeois professional wife and a conventionally alienated daughter. Lester suddenly realizes that he hates his conventional life when he becomes sexually obsessed with a friend of his teenage daughter. "I feel like I've been in a coma for the past 20 years, and I'm just now waking up," he declares. He then commences a campaign of self-improvement that involves a narcissistic obsession with his own body, flipping off all social conventions and indulging every desire in defiance of reason. "Janie, today I quit my job, and then I told my boss to go fuck himself, and then I blackmailed him for almost $60,000. Pass the asparagus," Lester tells his daughter at the dinner table. "Your father seems to think this type of behavior is something to be proud of," Lester's controlling, materialistic wife explains. "As your mother seems to prefer, I go through life like a fucking prisoner, while she keeps my dick in a mason jar under the sink," he replies. This sort of thing, where the real person is to be found not in the head or the heart, but in the crotch, seems to pass for high wisdom in Hollywood. Of course, sometimes it is not a psychosexual breakthrough that redeems the white man, but a physical abnormality or injury, usually resulting in the suppression of his ability to reason. In Forrest Gump, a retarded white man is the only reliably moral force during the chaos of the 1960s and 1970s. In Regarding Henry, Harrison Ford plays a career-minded, philandering corporate lawyer with no time for his family, who is redeemed with the help of a bullet in his frontal lobe and the sagacity of a black physical therapist who helps the lobotomized Ford discover that it's morally preferable to be a child. In As Good As It Gets, Jack Nicholson is a vicious bigot until he starts taking powerful psychotropic drugs, which in effect cure him of his whiteness. Adorno might call it the anti-fascism pill, and make him tolerant of gays and blacks and able to love. In the Sean Penn vehicle I Am Sam, we are told that intelligence, knowledge, and basic coping skills are all irrelevant to good parenting, so long as even a severely retarded parent loves his child. Talk to people with severely retarded children or siblings, and they will tell you how pernicious this message can be. The recurring theme is that men must be awakened from the comfortable nightmare we call life, or what Hillary Clinton in her youth described as the sleeping sickness of our soul. We are all slaves to the IKEA nesting instinct, according to the protagonist of Fight Club, a film whose fascist pretensions have been so well discussed there's no need to revisit them here. The idea that the slumbering masses must be roused from their doldrums is central to fascism. Marinetti's first futurist manifesto begins, "Up to now, literature has exalted a pensive immobility, ecstasy, and sleep.